What's going on, sir?
We're screwed.
You.
We're screwed.
We know that.
How are we screwed, sir?
You know, like this.
So we're here to witness a armistice treaty. But the rebels have no good reason to be agreeing to this.
As far as you know.
As far as we know. Anyone knows. As far as anyone knows.
Including the rebels.
Well,
the high-level rebels were in communication with the Romulans. Some sort of good reason.
It was a civil war.
Where they were rebelling against.
Planetary government.
Planetary government.
And the Federation.
This used to be a Romulan-controlled planet. The Romulans left because
by
treaty is now Federation space. So a lot of the people want to go back to Romulan rule and don't like the ruling government because the government wants to join the Federation.
Ah, we're in Northern Ireland.
Yes.
Pretty much.
So, however, the IRA just gave up for no good reason. Mm. So, and also we have information that the IRA is being funded by the Romulans.
By the Pulse.
Yeah,
the current operating theory is that this was a setup to get the Federation involved and make them look bad. So they have a little ceremony and things go bad and we get blamed.
Or maybe we have the ceremony and all of the Federation diplomats, whatever, are assassinated.
That's
it's made to look like the government did it, and then we aren't able to fund the government anymore.
That's possible.
We haven't funded the government at all.
Which is this our business?
Which is part of the problem.
Which is part of the problem, because all the people are starving, and we decided not to help out. No Marshall Plan for, you know, planets that the Romulans left behind.
Really?
Yeah.
That's wrong.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah.
And then these guys go feasting with the rich guys.
That's right.
Poor people down below starve.
Who goes feasting with the rich guys?
No, I went feasting with the poor people too.
Exactly.
I wonder if...
I couldn't go. I couldn't stomach.
Why don't we bring him down some replicator technology?
That's what I said.
Yes. Not allowed.
That'd be bad.
Not allowed by whom?
We're not allowed to trade with them.
I didn't say we got anything in return.
Yeah, good. Try that. Try that in your court records.
And they seem to regard the Romulans as a superior race.
You're going to be right.
We'll just lose some replicators.
And
anyone with pointy ears, which is just darn creepy.
Well, you're part Romulan, aren't you?
Yep. Half on it. Aren't you?
Morocco.
Okay. So the next day,
I'm just waiting for that.
We don't do anything funky that night.
Wonder.
Okay.
Yeah.
Except sit and be depressed.
Yeah.
So I should bring a phaser down, sir?
Yes.
Take one.
Dress uniform.
I go get my dress uniform. We get a phaser.
I
put the pearl handle.
So you think we're going to be attacked during the ceremony?
I don't know.
You think we're going to have cream pies thrown at us during the ceremony?
Oh, that's bad.
Actually, mess up your dressing room.
No, that tastes pretty good.
Don't know what's going to happen. Just know that there's no good reason for an armistice. Oh, by the way, the entire armistice site looks like a great place for a trap.
Well, we'll just have to go in with a smile on our face and hope in our heart.
This is why I was asking Shannon not to be in charge of the mission.
Go down smiling.
Okay.
Let's see.
There is some sort of security detail.
Yeah, tomorrow we'll want to do a last minute check of the site.
Yeah.
See if there's any.
I'll check to make sure the correct security guards are in place. And not substituted by rebels or anything like that.
Can I get any bear sensor systems down off the ship and just personal track records? Okay.
Solar flares.
I bring a full metal bag. That's the way we're expecting trouble.
It will take about a day to play.
Oh, okay.
We don't have a day left?
No.
I wish I thought about that earlier.
Gosh. Oh, well.
We can pilot ship to go reverse
time.
Do shuttles have barosensors on them?
Oh, one of my shuttles on the other side of the time.
Why?
Sun interference and sun flares is more likely to give us a blank spot.
It's just
precautionary.
Yeah, the bombs start coming in.
Could we get a shuttle down on the planet to improve our sensory range around the armistice location?
You could probably listen to away from a bro.
What is the Federation policy currently here that once the armistice is settled, they can start negotiating to enter the Federation or whatever?
I'm thinking the armistice has to last a while.
Right. The armistice is the first step for the unified government. And once they have that, once they bring in the rebels, bring them in the government.
But then that will open up.
Once they have peace.
So as soon as they have the arms, just we can start shipping replicators out?
No, start shipping.
Fair enough.
Maybe we can try and think like a wrong one.
Ow!
Maybe we can contact...
How would you destabilize the government?
Maybe we can contact some nearby merchants or something and arrange for food shipments to be delivered.
I think what we have to do is remove the trade embargo.
Once the arms...
That's what we're doing. Now, if you were a Romulan, why would you cause the armistice? If you were the home base directing the spy, telling him to create an armistice that can only be good for the planet and the Federation, why would you do that?
There are several reasons. One, there could be a genuine desire to reduce the amount of tension on the border.
Okay, let's presume it's not that.
Think like a Romulan.
They could be trying to, with one reduced trouble spot, move ships away.
That's a possibility. It could be a genuine piece to offer some strategic advantage to the rest of the front.
There are various members within the Romulan government who have differing goals.
Chris Mills, one of the senators, has a plan of all this part.
He hasn't told us that yet.
By the way, one thing I'd like to do is look up anything I can find out about Senator Carrasco, some of the other ships that have been seen.
Go up to the ship. You want me to look it up?
Yeah, good research.
Just use your palm. No research. Computer research?
Sure.
Yeah.
Eight.
Okay. This is Robin, Senator.
Hawk or a Dove?
Hawk.
Okay, there you go.
And he's the head of the Hawk faction. possibly the next emperor. I mean, he's one of those.
Okay. He's head of one of the
emperor, not consuls?
I think there's one guy in charge, theoretically. And then they have the Senate.
So the answer is Hawk.
Okay. One thing. Okay, look. What it could be is they're trying to get the situation so bad here to justify wrongdoing. If the situation gets really bad here, it's possible that the Federation won't react when they send in relief troops to help their former subject people.
Of course. Humanitarian aid.
We won't.
Okay, and so then why the armistice?
Because the armistice only makes things better. Because we start trading with them and give them food.
It's almost certainly some sort of a trick that will lead to some sort of horrible violence.
Okay, I stick with my original point. We should just leave.
We can't just leave when there's a plant full of people here and deadly need.
Okay,
we leave. The problem is that the deep cover. The only deadly danger is that they don't get food.
It's probably someone within the government itself.
So we should do whatever we can to.
Federation can do that without the armistice.
I thought we couldn't trade with them.
That's because the Federation says they're not doing it. The Federation can change.
So can we contract? Yeah, can we contract Starfleet and tell them, you know, we think this whole trade embargo thing is stupid. Can we lift it?
You can contact Starfleet. Well, Starfleet.
Would you like me to do that, sir?
We're diplomats.
The Federation Council. The council decision is not really the council decision.
Okay. So how do we make a recommendation to them?
Good question.
I already made my recommendation to Starfleet Security, because I figured, hey, or Starfleet Intelligence.
Yeah.
But figure if the planet is actually vital for them in some way, they could just send food.
No, or better yet, why don't we just contact some nearby planets / merchants or whatever and say, start shipping food.
Because you're breaking the treaty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, you have to do. You could do not the Federation funds. It's
not okay.
Well, if you just ship enough food, that's not
okay. Right. Pay. What is this pay? We're communists.
We're dealing with non-communists.
Yeah. Are there neighboring or are there nearby non-Federation member planets that we could try to start negotiating trade relations with?
Possibly, but probably not part of the scenario.
No, undestructive coins and exist, not that much.
I'd like to contend, sir, that that would equally be a violation of the trade embargo if we were to push such action.
I know.
He's going for initiative.
I don't know about it. It's going against the law if you get caught.
Well, if we're going to violate the trade embargo, I'd suggest we just start shipping down the food and not go through hoops.
Yeah, but we don't have to get the food.
We have replicators.
We don't have the kind of...
We don't have...
Replicators can't keep them in it.
We don't have the volume.
Mass.
They have mass. Look at all this dirt.
What we could do, and this is longer term, is
feeding millions of people out of a bunch of little things about yay big.
We could do significant things.
Years.
The best thing we could do would be to significant things that could repair the infrastructure of the planet.
We could feed
weather control satellites, that kind of thing.
If that's long term. They want short term relief, too. You know, boats full of wheat.
If we can show goodwill with short term relief.
Yeah, exactly. Long term relief can come.
Right.
All right. So you want to contact a neutral planet to ship the food, or what?
Would you like to go through any diplomatic channels?
We have
to negotiate some sort of trade agreement between the two planets. So, I mean, we can't pay for the food.
Well, the planet's already trading, but they can't. They don't have the supply.
They don't have money.
The planet is the only thing we have pretty much is their AL.
They need welfare.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind.
We're not in a position to provide welfare.
If we somehow have the Federation, we have to get through the Federation somehow.
Okay.
Come on, you should influence.
Take it up to start the council.
Use the influence. Hey, influence. We call Tom Paris' dad.
Tom Paris got kicked out.
Yeah.
He left. He quit.
Honestly?
I missed it too.
I missed it a bit.
What are you people doing in my room? To find that I missed it as well.
Okay.
Thank you, Shannon.
You do have
someone
still know. Oh, wait. Somebody owes me a favor.
That's true.
Who is it?
It's the merchant guys back on the merchant planet.
They go on.
Amazingly enough.
Someone owes me a favor.
True.
You're right.
No one owes me any favor.
Wouldn't it be prudent to try and make this armistice work first? Try that.
Yeah, if you thought the armistice was anything but a complete and utter sham.
Right, but if we can say...
But since everyone on both sides, except the Romulans, think it's a complete and utter sham, those aren't really good that it's...
We could make it real.
How?
Kill all the rebels.
Kill all the rebels.
Parents and goodwill.
Make them put them all together in the room without any weapons and then talk.
That's right. That would do it. Red shirt. So are there galactic welfare organizations?
Galactic welfare.
Federation.
What's the Federation?
How about the Continuum?
Thank you. Make us some food.
You can just spend food. Thank you. We owe you one. Come back and collect from Coop anytime. He was in command. He owes you the favor.
I'm not sure if a small ship, small-ish, or whatever kind of shipment of food needs for range.
Well, we can do anything to help them. Getting the Federation to decide to support them.
We have to get bread and something.
So, favor from the Orions isn't really going to help with making the Federation support.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's like a large corporation. So he could have beat the planet by himself.
Are we your dad?
He could have beat the planet by himself.
Right. Are we your dad?
He was trying to provide shit.
An animal, right?
Everybody has an animal.
Yeah. My dad's an animal. My dad's an animal. My dad's a polar.
Talk to your dad, man.
I wish.
Dad.
I never want to talk to you again. How dare you call me?
Oh, Dad. I'm in jail.
Well, you might
let's
as well.
Go to the
well, you might as well try to Starfleet. Just try to contact Starfleet.
I mean, you can also contact like the representative.
Okay.
Yeah, the Federation Council. Since you're citizen of it.
Okay, I'll try that. You can try contacting the cat person, Tom Paul.
Yeah, contacting the
president.
You can't contact anything because you're
a butt. Rejected from both sides. Oh, sad.
I could try to contact my father.
Sure.
He's an intergalactic diplomat.
Okay.
He's a bastard.
Sure he's not an admiral?
Yeah.
Okay.
My dad's president.
So we'll try to make our various contacts to try to convince people that this whole trading barter thing is self-defeating.
Okay.
It's not in here, Kevin.
Well, I'm sure there's an ambush where they all shoot people. That's much easier to run.
That's how it's supposed to go.
Usually I just railroad you guys through this adventure. So this time maybe we'll try to
try and let it go. This other way.
From how long this has been running, they've apparently been resilient to railroading today. All I can tell is you're on the second tape.
Actually, we've been ambivalent to railroading.
Yeah.
Well, I've been saying let's leave the planet, which would be anti-railroading. He's been trying to jump the tracks all night. Well, that's because it's the right answer.
The morally good thing to do.
The morally good thing to do is just ditch.
Yeah.
No,
absolutely. It's the best thing for the planet and the Federation.
Stand there.
Is if you don't have the Federation there to be made scapegoats of.
Okay, everybody who's contacting the representative to make a diplomacy. Intergalactic affairs.
Okay. Well,
shall I roll that for contacting my father?
Sure.
I got
this is a presence skill.
Hello, Dad.
Five.
Is it willpower or empathy?
Empathy.
Damn it. Empathy number of dice or empathy
dice?
The blue for my eyes. The blue is under the couch. Four.
What do we need? 15. No.
Come on, Dad. Come on, Dad. Come on.
13?
Come on.
I got five.
I got four.
Come on. I can make it a 9 if I want to.
Dad.
I got a 7.
Come on.
No, behind your
make
finish.
It an 11.
No,
it's not.
You make it a 10.
Oh, make it a 10.
Come on, Dad.
That's still an order of magnitude away from what Kevin wants.
Come on, Dad.
Come on. I want to start in motion when it's still, you know. Probably wouldn't help with that.
Come on.
Great skill involving emotion.
Okay. Let's go watch the mess.
What did that say?
You said, get off the phone. I'm not your dad. I don't have any children.
I'm female.
All right. My testicles come out between age 12.
Okay, so you're all in your dress uniform?
Yep. Yep.
You all have phasers?
Yep. No. Mom's done.
Do I have to have a phaser, sir?
Yeah, you have to. She doesn't have to carry a phaser. She's a rocket.
Right?
No, he's not going to use it. What's the point? Hackers.
Okay. I basically want to check for weapons.
With a smile on my face.
Make a personal from the tricorder.
So, basically, you know, personal weapons when people show up.
Uh-huh.
Specifically, old disruptors, say.
Sure.
Security arrangements seem normal.
Yeah, there's lots of people, though. I mean, there's lots of, theory, lots of people.
Someone should be banning the transporters, actually.
It's really hard to tell.
Things go horribly awry and beam up, like, people's weapons and stuff.
Okay,
well, wow.
Impressive.
Yeah.
Apparently, someone good should be managing the transport.
Well, we're all down here.
Like that in
no.
We can have a red shirt on.
You know, we're all down here. The ship's going to crash.
Burn up again.
Yeah, it crashes every time we beam down. This sucks.
It's where the captain.
How's the deal?
Is the head of security here?
Head of flight transport?
Yeah. I basically wonder if we could get all of his people in one spot for a moment and then do a sweep of the crowd.
Make sure they're all his people.
Yep.
Does he have a...
Charm.
Does he have blue lipstick?
No.
Blue lipstick?
Oh, yes. You saw the DC movie today.
Yes, we did.
Was it terrible?
That was great. That was pretty good.
It was more. It was better than I expected.
Did the ranger look like she was wearing something that was discounted from Barbarella because it was too revealing?
No. But it did have
a Barbarella costume.
She also had something else underneath, but like a full like.
Yeah.
There was not a lot of skin shown in the film.
Yeah.
Because it's cold in Romania wherever they film it.
Yeah, pretty much. Public. Don't listen to Chris.
Yeah. He says.
Yeah, Austria. Austria near Romania.
It would be impossible to get out of here. It's just too much trouble. He says, not to worry, he's not a professional. I don't see him.
Okay, so you don't want to cooperate with Starfleet.
And it would disrupt things more than it would help.
Okay. You'd be wrong again. Just like your last name.
What do we get a non-uniform personality to sweep around the place?
I think unless we remove all legal disruptors from the area, walking around a strike order, we're going to see disruptors everywhere.
Did you take a phaser, Chris?
Yeah, because I was ordered to.
You were ordered. Okay.
Good thing, too.
You had to order her phaser?
You asked if I had to. She said yes.
Everybody bring phasers.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
I start shooting. Randomly.
That's it, should
I? Take you down to heat.
Let's see. Have we done enough things rash yet?
By the way, I'm going to run a medical tricorder scan for some guy that's actually... That's actually not a cat person.
Check for Romulans?
Check for Romulans?
Yeah.
There's one!
Half beast.
Because I imagine the signatures of Romulans and humans are quite different.
And guitars.
Yeah.
So what are you doing? Scanning for Romulans?
Scan the crowd for Romulans.
Okay.
Oh.
Like your vertical tricorder thing.
I'll
put
that.
Sure. I'm pretty good. I actually have the scale.
We all have tricorder.
Yeah.
Nice medical tricorder.
Yeah. That doesn't. That means it's what, one better than everyone else's?
I got an 8.
You think that? I also got an 8.
No running.
Except one.
Okay. Surgery's pretty good.
They just send out a
do I detect my car? At that level of roll, can I detect her? As not a Katarin?
Were you detecting him for non Katarin?
For non.
That's basically it.
Non natives?
That anything that ends in my visually ID.
Ooh.
Yeah, basically. I imagine that's the easiest.
Well, an 8, you had a dozen of non natives. But they're all mingling around.
Yeah.
There's you guys. I mean, there's some, you know, sure.
It's like the Shudder thing. Unless you have a specific.
Unless you have a great role, then you get a good pick on everybody. But otherwise, you just know it, bro.
I've got danger sense.
Sure.
You're
not dangerous yet?
Your spidey sense? So do you see everything in black and white?
Mm-hmm.
The black and white flash? Spidey sense going off.
I would just suggest, no wonder, no matter what happens, we should start firing indiscriminately. That's probably what they want.
We should start
firing. That's the enemy of arms. Business.
I think he said should.
Oh, did you say should or should not?
I heard should.
And it was distinctly should not.
Okay.
We might just have to grin and bear it here today.
With hope in our hearts.
Can
I
see Agricola?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's supposed to be like
let's
a
conflict. Let's discuss the surprise ending
okay.
Now. Yeah, it's on your surprise.
See, now I might watch it.
Yeah.
Before the preview.
I liked it.
Nope.
All right. Really good.
Then someone said, well, it's really like a conflict. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I did like it.
Now I might watch.
It's the first of a trilogy.
Well.
Then a little bit breakable, and then totally broke.
That's not what
Bruce
Willis said in
an
interview.
Yeah, I know, but the Broker isn't like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
The director flat out said, I know what Bruce Willis said, he's full.
Okay, so they won't be working together again.
They've already done 2 movies together.
Oh, okay.
They
just like each other, they're full.
It was
so
the
same
guy
head.
Who did The Sixth Sense.
Right.
He was in the movie too, right?
Yeah.
2 of the, Joe Dee was there.
Yeah. But he basically said he had no intention to make further movies.
Yeah, it could be like a
different
character. Same universe.
No. We don't talk about the other characters.
Bruce Willis said he wanted twins. Bruce Willis just said he wanted to make 2 more movies of that.
Yeah, but he cannot be playing the same character.
Why can't we put a writer?
Just twins.
Okay. So looking up all the gun skills.
Yeah, so what are you guys going to do?
Yeah, we're just showing up, right?
Yeah.
All do.
Perception.
Just walk around looking for them.
Six.
Okay, so you're walking around looking for them. So, you guys do anything else? You want to be anywhere? Like,
come on.
Front or back?
I'm playing Secret Service.
So, you know, basically, there's like a winding path going through the valley, this very small valley. So the representatives meet at the head and walk down ceremoniously. So there's people all along the path to watch.
So,
would
be a good place so to has the rebel representative arrived yet?
Nope.
Well, or they're here already and no one
knows. Right.
No one knows who the rebel representative is.
That's right.
Someone could walk out of the crowd and say, I'm it. In fact, I could. Wait a minute, that might solve a lot of problems.
Okay,
only I had a good disguise skill.
We wait for the goofy ass rebel representative then.
Okay. So where are you guys? Where are you guys going to be?
Well, out with the planetary government.
Where looks like a good place to start laying out triage? Just as a random question.
More towards the front because there are less people there.
Okay.
I mean, because the police are courting.
I'll be up towards the front of the officials office.
Okay.
Where are you refreshing?
All on the sides, man.
Oh.
I'll be up to the front with the officials as well.
I'll be close to the front, to the side.
Okay.
Guarding the food.
All right. So
actually, step back. I want to sort of generally wander around.
Okay.
See if I can pick up on.
I'm gonna count on some weird girl to be
in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, to be in the right place at the right time.
Exactly.
Only headed a few years ago. Anyway. So, everybody's at the front, or at least all the planetary representatives of the official government are front. And then, so coming through, you know, out of the valley, there's another group of people.
That must be that.
A bunch of come up.
So, can I roll to see if any of those folks are Romulans?
Sure.
Do any of those folks look like my four friends?
They.
Here's the 4 of 15 without.
What? An appearance roll of 15 without? Oh, good.
A current roll of 15.
Yeah.
It's possibly a genetically injury on the unit.
Okay, so, now. I'll pick it as no.
There are no obvious wrong.
Okay.
Do we know any of them?
You see the leader you met.
The chick?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, like, one other person that was in the party. And, you know, the planetary leaders are all somehow resorting to what? You know, how does she even lead her? Blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
There's some, you know, some amount of surprise to the
other. You
know her? Well, gee, blah,
blah, blah. That's right. I'll die.
So, anyway, after that, dive down. They start walking up, probably.
I should have spoken to her in wrong
anyway. Wait, does music start playing?
No.
Pomp and Circumstance.
Pomp and Circumstance in Fantasia 2000 was okay. Yeah,
okay. Ooh, that's
a weaker one, I thought.
They're all carrying a lot of gifts. Yeah. So,
okay.
No, basically.
Yeah. That Donald Duck. Yeah, but
it's
Daisy Duck. They really hate Daisy Duck.
So, they exchange gifts.
Yep, you're being real generous with Shannon's skin there, too.
So they exchange gifts, and then they walk up to the altar, slowly.
I wait for the first casualty.
Right. So at this point, you're on the side, front, you're at the front, you're wandering, you're wandering.
No, I found who I was looking for.
Okay.
Remember?
And I'm with the front.
The front?
Well, now that they're here, I'll have a
front. Everyone pretty much that's going to flee is going to flee out the valley, right?
Yeah.
Where they come in. I go stand guard there.
Okay. Leave it right now. Okay, so.
Where are the rest of the front?
Yeah, where did you put the metrics?
Yeah, how many security people did you have?
20.
Say 6.
I was thinking 5. 4 up by the front.
8 plus the
4
5
4 back,
13.
Back at.
That's 13, man.
And then 4 more back at the entrance to the building.
Hey, there's 13 of us.
So, close in.
Okay, so 4 at the front from back. So, there's the 4 guards.
Yeah. I bring us back further.
Okay. Plus, you know.
Billy would be accepted.
Unfortunately, Billy's there.
All right. So everybody who's up the front, you can see that the planetary Taigu, Sissel, is going to start to make some speech about what a great day this is. Glorification. We're going to finally be united, and we'll be able to join the Federation, and it's a great economy. We'll all have food.
We'll all have replicators in our houses.
And suddenly,
why don't you get the planetary governor and the head of the rebels? I'm sure they're locked before something happens.
Before something suddenly happens.
It's not a bad idea.
And suddenly,
you waited too long!
The,
whole place blows.
One of the gifts that the planetary, that the governor has exposed.
I mean,
and knocks a bunch of people down.
Goes off early.
And then gunfire starts to rotate.
Hey, cool.
Damn. Rebels in the crowd. Who would have thought? So at this point, let's see.
I begin tricking anyone that looks like they might die.
Sad.
Shouldn't we start shooting? People want stun first?
I'm going to. I will ignore that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You should only use claws. That's a good thing. I don't know, light. I'll take you out.
Okay. Her from her. Make initiative roll.
Initiative.
Fast. Coordination. Add your dexterity to the result.
Coordination.
Dexterity?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
Six.
11.
Six. Three.
Six portions.
What? I'm trying to remember.
What was the
coordination at 6:32 result?
Three. Six. 11.
I'm disgusted by Hulk.
That's why you're not doing anything tonight. We all think you're slow. Actually, I got a two. Damn.
Okay.
You'll be able to heal late.
Okay, Shannon, you go first, you're front. You see pretty much planetary government party down. The rebel party is drawing disruptors. There's a big crowd of people behind me, so some of them are the best. Pretty much what you see.
So, can I see anyone in the crowd or anything that's aggressively firing at us?
Perception. Yeah, you can spot one or two of them firing at the guards and stuff.
Okay, can I shout, draw my phaser, and fire at one of them?
Sure.
Yeah, I shout, draw my phaser, and fire at one of them.
Give me a shot.
I shout to the rebel leaders who are up on the platform with us. Clearly, these are some rebel insurgents. We'll take care of them on stun. We won't let this stop the armistice.
Draw, okay. To do that,
I think really hard to coup. Told you so.
And I fire and I draw at one of the people in the crowd who's firing at us.
Fire on heavy stun? Okay. Lots of people. Nice.
Energy weapon phase, alright?
Yep.
I know. Coordination.
Coordination for security. Okay.
passes by.
Yeah, that's only stunned.
That's a few less rebels to drum on.
That's a better.
They were drawing guns. That was a four.
You can dodge laser fire in this game, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's see. rebels, dropping guys, go shooting each other.
What? They're shooting each other on the platform?
Yeah.
This was all a misunderstanding.
Sure.
There's absolutely no way the Federation can win here.
Let's see. Leader draws. Shoot that many people.
Well, it would kill everyone, but the planet is... The populace is controlled by the Romulan propaganda.
I mean, everyone.
Lay waste to them. Yeah, we can do that. That's not a bad idea at this point.
Yeah,
the only way the Federation can win now. Kill everyone on the planet.
You're going to win by the same.
Yeah.
So someone shoots at Donald, someone shoots at Shannon.
Where are the shots coming from?
The representatives from the up front.
Oh my god, we've been betrayed.
So naive. so Donald shot at...
projectile weapon skill.
I'm going down with a smile, I think.
I'm thinking guys putting up the ship looks like a real good idea right now.
And these different orbits?
Do you have dodge laser fire? Or anyone else?
I have neither.
You don't have dodge?
No.
Hey, Gad.
Yeah,
how long have you been playing this game?
I don't have dodge either. No, I should write that down on the list. I should eventually get dodge.
I know we don't get into that many fights.
I don't have dodge.
Nope, I don't
know. You get hit pretty hard. And you're one of the weak ones, aren't you?
Yep.
14?
Yeah.
It's 40 plus 6, isn't it? Oh, 4 plus 6. Actually.
Is it on stun or is it on kill?
It's on stun. It's going to want to kill you.